In an August 11th letter, Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Ilia Costa, who is also Secretary of the State Security Committee run by the Governor, ordered the arrest of three men: David Mayanding, Chairperson of the Jonglei State Workers Trade Union; Samuel Majer Lodge, the Union Secretary; and Ruben Matiop Mayol, the leader of the Teachers Union. Police arrested all three on Friday. This morning, dozens of civil servants protested in the streets, demanding the release of their leaders as well as 5 months in salary arrears. While reading out workers' petition to members of parliament on the grounds of the State Assembly today, Ibrahim View, spokesperson of the Jonglei Workers' Trade Union, says protests will continue until their demands are met.
Demand the following from Jonglei State Government. 1. Release of our leaders from police detention. Mr. David Mayanding, Mr. Samuel Majer Lodge, and Mr. Robin Matiop Mayol. 2. Full payment of September and October 2021 salary arrears for the 9 counties and 10 ministries. Improve working conditions of Jonglei State civil servants in their respective counties and ministries. His Excellency, we seek your urgent intervention. 2. It is worth noting that civil servants will continue to effect work strikes in all the state ministries and peaceful demonstrations will continue until such a time when our demands are met.
The three men have remained in police detention for the last 3 days without being arraigned in a court of law. View says protesters are demanding the immediate and unconditional release of the civil servant leaders or that they be charged with an offence. Amir Ratan Alieri, Speaker of the State Assembly, says she will meet with Governor Dine Jok Jagur today to ensure that the detained civil servants are released.
I have received your message and I will now go to meet the governor. I will go and see what will come out of the meeting. When I came, I met with him because there are administrative issues that need to be resolved. Even the parliament is part of it.
Major General Ilia Costa declined to comment on the detained civil servants, saying he will first meet with the governor before speaking to the media. Jonglei State Information Minister John Samuel Manyuan says the State Finance Ministry has been instructed to pay civil servants their back salaries so they return to work.
This was communicated to the leaders of the civil servant that yes, the committee were dissolved. This was shared with them. That was one of the number one condition. Number two are the arrears. So we already shared with them. However, they continue to still not share this information with the civil servants. And this clearly tells us they have different intention that they want to use in the pretext of the arrears and the committee with the government have already addressed. And that is the very reason why the government is taking measures.
This is not the first time civil servants have gone on a strike in Bor. In February, at least 9 people were injured after hundreds of protesters clashed with bodyguards of Governor Jagur in Bor town. Hundreds of angry civil servants marched to Jagur's office after he deducted money from their salaries to pay for security services. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.